The Oracle, Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Lack of adequate resources combined with old age is the recipe for hardship and depression in retirement. Hello, good morning. Welcome to another interesting retirement episode of Stock Search on Radio. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. It's a recap of transactions that took place on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange yesterday. Nigerian Exchange Wednesday closed on a positive note as the all-share index appreciated by 0.05%, closing at 47,346.46 points from the previous close of 47,340.86 points. Investors gained 13 billion naira as the market capitalization grew by 0.05% to close at 25,527 trillion naira from the previous close of 25.514 trillion naira. An aggregate of 145.83 million units of shares were traded in 4,113 deals, valued at 2.54 billion naira. The market price closed positive as 18 equities emerged as gainers against 17 equities that declined in their share prices. MPF Microfinance Bank led the gainers with 10% growth, closing at 2 naira 31 kobo from the previous close of 2 naira 10 kobo. PZ and Aiko Insurance, among other gainers, also grew their share prices by 9.79% and 6.15% respectively. Royal Exchange led other price decliners, shedding 9.73% of its share price to close at 1 naira 2 kobo from the previous close of 1 naira 13 kobo. Livestock feeds and industrial medical gases, among other price decliners, also shed their share prices by 9.71% and 9.47% respectively. I'll go on a quick commercial break now. Don't touch that dial. Stock Search will be right back.
Have you heard of Universal Insurance PLC? Universal Insurance PLC have been in existence in Nigeria since March 1961, and their services include general insurance like car insurance, marine insurance, oil and gas insurance, oil and special peril insurance, general accident insurance, and all insurance bonds. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services, hurry now and pick up your insurance with Universal Insurance PLC. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services like embracing ICT and networking with a dynamic workforce, effective and efficient service delivery, broker-friendly, and so much more. Universal Insurance PLC headquarter office is at number 8, Bagada Expressway, Antony, Lagos, Nigeria. Or you visit our website, www.universalinsurancepl.com. Universal Insurance PLC. Our word is our bond.
Welcome back and thank you for staying tuned. All right. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you, sir.
You are welcome.
Sir, our audience would like to meet you.
My name is Abdulrasaq Salami Adeniji.
All right, sir. Sir, what was your career journey like, starting from the very first job you got?
I started my career in Nigeria in Sevignon Bottling Company as a salesman. Then I was promoted as a supervisor. Then I left Sevignon. That was 1987. Although before then, before my work with Sevignon, I was a surveyor. I was a trained surveyor. But when there's no work, then that is why I left for bottling company. So I left Sevignon in 1991. I joined Nigeria Bottling Company as a supervisor. So when I got to Nigeria Bottling Company, they were Greek. All our expatriates, they are Greek. So they discovered my talent. They knew that there is a particular job I was doing before coming to Coca-Cola, because we are asked to sketch our route, our area of coverage. So when the white man saw my sketch, he sent the manager to come and call me. But the manager didn't call me because he's afraid maybe I will take his job. Although at the end of the day, I took his job. So one day, especially I met the white man. He asked, "What are you doing before us?" I said, "I was in Sevignon." He said, "No, before Sevignon." I said, "I was in Sevignon." He said, "That's fine." So then our head office was in London. They sent some white people from London to come and inspect us. They saw my drawing. They said, they said, "This guy should be promoted. That if they leave me as a supervisor, that they waste my talent. So I started as a cartographer, because what I've been doing is cartography is part of surveying. So when we go to site and collect data, cartographer will be in the office and draw. So So in this case now, I'm the surveyor. I will go to site and make a sketch and come back to the office and make the drawing. So that is what I did for Coca-Cola for 14 years.
What year was that, sir?
I left Coca-Cola in 2004 as a manager. So I started from the bottom of the ladder, and before I left, I was promoted as a senior superintendent. A senior superintendent is also a managerial post. I left Coca-Cola in 2004.
All right, sir. So when you were with Nigerian Bottling Company, did you at any time plan towards when you were going to retire from there, when you were going to leave their job?
I didn't plan. I didn't plan for retirement. I left Coca-Cola unplanned for. I didn't plan for any retirement. There was no plan for retirement. It was a shock.
Since the retirement this thing came to you as a shock, while you were leaving the Nigerian Bottling Company, how were you able to cope after leaving the Nigerian Bottling Company?
That is good. When I left Nigerian Bottling Company in 2004, I have money. I have enough money.
Okay, you had money saved up.
Yes, I have physical money. I have savings. Because as a cartographer, I work with other companies. I was working with Coca-Cola, but during my leave, I still go and work. So, and I have money. So I thought that money would sustain me, but the money could not sustain me for 2 years. I started a petty business, but it's not because I was not a businessman, you understand? So within 2 years, everything went off.
So now in retirement, how are you able to cope? How has retirement been for you?
That is good. 2004, that I left NBC, I went home. I stayed 2 years at home. That is 2004, 2005, 2006. 2006, I came to Lagos to meet one of my senior colleagues. So his house was not conducive for me. I left for home again. 2006, 2007. In 2007, I gathered money to rent a house in Lagos. So when I rent a house, I came back to Lagos 2007. So before I came back to this, I came back to the survey profession, and this profession have left me. Everything is computerized. Everything is digitalized. Everything is computer. So when I was in NBC, I know little computer work. I know how to use Microsoft Word, Excel. But in bottling company, they taught us only what they want us to do. Everything, there's a template for everything. You just open the template, you type in everything, go online to the head of it. But then when I came to Lagos in 2007, I started when to do computer appreciation. Then I started with a clean slate again. So when I did that, I started drawing. I started learning AutoCAD. I learned AutoCAD, and then from there, I learned how to use superstation, the other instrument that surveyors are using now. In those days, we used to do tuning light, but now no more tuning light. In those days, we used chain. Now nothing like chain again. So I developed myself. I acquired skill, new skill. That was 2007 to 2013. I was without my senior colleague. So I brought new idea to his business, and his business was moving. But later now, when his son graduated from the university, so he said, he shouted on me one day and I walked out. I said, if I could be doing this man work successfully without problem, that means I should be able to stand alone here in Lagos. So I started, to the glory of God, today I have two total stations. I have two learning instruments. At least I have the basic survey instrument. And as I'm speaking with you, I have a site in Port Harcourt, two sites in Lagos, to the glory of God. But calculate from 2004 to 2017. It was 2017 that I break through.
Wow. So the days in retirement were not funny at all. You had it very rough up until you got the skills. The new skill is what is helping you now.
Yes, because right from my youth, I don't believe in a failure. And learning, there's no learning, no age. The age doesn't matter. Work and learn at any time. So I learned. Those people that taught me how to draw, how to use that, they are boys of my children age. My Bumi is older than most of them, my first son. So they are the one. Up to tomorrow, I have a friend in Unilag, lecturers, that if there's any job that I cannot cope with, or if there's any challenges, I will call them, they put me through. I have so many boys in higher education, lecturer, technologies, that they consult for me if there's any problem.
All right, sir. So what are those things that you wish you had known before you left Nigerian Bottling Company?
I didn't mean I knew I would left Nigerian Bottling Company like that. I would have although when I was in Nigerian Bottling Company, I went to school. All this out-campus program in those days, although it was tough, sir. So I went to, I did with ATBU, Bauchi, ATBU, Ahmadu Bello University. So I did, I have diploma in management. So I do all those ones. Doesn't Coca-Cola doesn't care about certificate. It's your skill they will look at to promote you, although. But had I known, I would have left Coca-Cola.
Why would you have left Coca-Cola?
I would have stayed in the survey profession. She understand. I would have been in registered surveyor. Because as a young man, I would have further. But I left working company when I was, you know, I'm old already at 49. At 59. It's either 59. No, 49. It's either 49 or 48. 48, 48 precisely. I left at 48. She understand. So at 48, I have many children. At least about 7 children already. None of them have gotten admission to university. Say, you know, I'll pay for school fees, I will do that, I will do that. So it's not easy. What I did when I was in Coca-Cola, I left on time. When children are not too many, you understand, I would have been a big survivor by now. That is only my regret. That is a wasting of time.
Oh, wow. All right, so say for example, you are now advising your children or this younger generation on the need to plan for retirement. What would you say to them?
I would say that they should plan for retirement from day one. From day one that you get employed, you start planning maybe long-term saving. Is that saving? Is that saving your money? If you can be saving 10% of your salary, then you start teaching on what you will do where you live, not until where you leave your place of work. From day one, that one join a company or ministry, you should start planning for retirement. You can do farming, you can do so many things that will bring money at the end of retirement. Because if you didn't plan, I told you I suffered for 40 years. I mean, 2004 to 2017, how many years is that? Maybe 13 or 14 years. And it's not everybody that has the grace that I have. So many of us that left a bottling company, when they leave, they will go and die. Because the enjoyment that is there, it will be no more. So many of my colleagues died. Those that survived 5 years, they are not many. But glory to God, here I am.
We have really learned from your experience, sir. Thank you so much for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you.
You have heard it all from Mr. Salami. It took him going back to learn new skills after suffering for a number of years in retirement before he could find his foot again and break through financially. I won't get tired of saying it because that's what this segment is all about. Start planning for retirement as soon as you get employed. Even if you're a business person, put aside a portion of your profits. Don't spend it all cruising and buying whatnot. That's how much you can take this morning. For further inquiries, call or send an SMS to 0703-134-1703 or log on to our website stocksng.com to catch up on past episodes of your webcast on radio and read news and articles on Nigerian economy, entrepreneurship, and lots more. I shall be coming your way again tomorrow morning, same time, same station. I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle. Bye for now.